Welcome to the Rooflines Podcast, produced by Virginia Realtors, where we serve up real talk about real estate in Virginia. On each episode, we break down trends in the housing market and help you make sense of what's going on in Virginia's real estate industry and what's on the horizon.
In today's episode, we have a very special guest with us, Alba Martinez. Originally from Texas, Alba is a proud Latina, a goal setter, visionary, entrepreneur, and family-oriented businesswoman. Before launching her real estate career, she was an insurance producer in Northern Virginia for over 18 years. She's driven to volunteering and promoting community events. As a radio show host and producer for Diseñando tu Patrimonio, which is Spanish for patrimony designing, she advocates and counsels the Hispanic community through broadcasting and social media. Her goal is to help her audience build generational wealth through real estate. She has served on the board of directors in the NAREP Northern Virginia chapter since 2017. As a member of the Northern Virginia Association of Realtors, she is honored to be serving as Hispanic Forum Chair since 2022. She is passionate about inclusivity and diversity while serving in these two great organizations. With that being said, let's welcome Alba. Hi, Alba. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I am very honored to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us. So before we get into your journey in real estate, can you tell our listeners a little bit about NAREP?
Yes, NAREP stands for the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. And if you say it three times fast, I'll give you a prize because it's the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. And it's the largest Latino-led organization in the United States and Puerto Rico, with over 160 chapters so far in over 40,000 members. We are a familia, and that means we collaborate with each other across the country. We have two biggest events. Every fall in San Diego and every March here in D.C., we host one of the largest Latino-led conferences. And it's not only for Latinos, obviously. You don't have to speak Spanish to belong to a NAREP chapter. It is for everyone that wants to elevate and educate themselves to how to cater to the Hispanic community.
Thank you so much for that, Alba. And for our listeners, I also got to attend a couple of the events from NAREP, the one in March and also one of the local chapter events. So I will say it's very fun, very informative, and definitely do look them up. But speaking of your real estate journey, what motivated you to get into the real estate industry? Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Yes, I was actually an insurance producer, and I was very well informed about the process. And I felt like they were not doing a great, job with my loan and the realtor. And I felt like, oh my God, I'm informed of how the process is. If I am able to read English and use the computer, and I am able to communicate in English, I wonder how the clientele that I serve, because I was serving the Hispanic community and the insurance business, feel on a process so complicated, so stressful, and so with trusting their lifetime savings to someone that is just going to give them whatever option is available. So I felt that I was not being treated equal as a Latina, as a single mother. And I felt like if I am not feeling well served, I can't imagine my community. So I started the journey of learning how to get licensed and how to get, how to get educated so I can serve the community the right way. And so that started in 2016. I became a homeowner in 2014, obviously. Many years later, I became a realtor. And since that day on, I fell in love with the feeling of handing the keys to a Latina family that felt like it was impossible to acquire the American dream.
That's a really great origin story. And so far, based on what you said, in the past almost 8 years now, if I'm correct, I'm sure you've had some unique experiences being a person of color, charting your path in the real estate industry in Virginia. Can you share a specific incident or experience that really stands out to you, or something that you could share with us?
When you mentioned that, and you know, good stuff comes into my mind, but also bad experiences on how they label the Latino community and how it's like, you know, we're going up the current, like, you know, the salmon, they go up the current, you know, beating every single obstacle on the way. And I remember the family I was helping had the same last name, because my last name is very popular, obviously, in the Hispanic community. And I remember the leasing agent calling me and said, oh, you and your family, and saying that because he saw the same last name. And I had to stop that leasing agent and say, you need to understand that if it would have been my family, I had to disclose it in the contract. They are not my family. And we were at an septic inspection. And he said, why is it that your family had to go to every single inspection? You just let them do what they need to do. And I said, and he asked me if they were having a party. And I said, I'm sorry, but Latino families, we don't have parties at septic inspections, or parties that are like, you know, amazing. And we usually do not do that when we're doing some inspection of this kind. But I need to educate you on this. The last name is very common. And when it comes to Latino familias or Latino clients, they like to bring their parents. They like to bring the elders that will give them advice. But we're not having a party. We're not related by blood. You know, the last name is very common. And I, you know, we want to collaborate with you to buy this house. They end up buying the house. Thank God. You know, after everything, they bought the house. It just took that little step to educate the other party, for them to know that it's not like always like we're not related, you know. And then, yes, we have so many last names. And yes, you know, we bring the abuelo and the tía and the grandpa and the uncle to make sure that they're making that right decision for their family.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. So through your experience being a realtor and working with so many of your clients, what are some important lessons that you have learned along the way, and like what has really stood out for you as being important?
I think putting ourselves in their shoes. And sometimes it is impossible for me because I grew up here. You know, I was brought in when I was 9 years old. So since I was nine, I lived in America. And my husband lived in Mexico until he was 23. So he sometimes bring me back down to earth and say, no, this is the way that you communicate with Pakistanis, with Latinos. Because sometimes, you know, when you're growing up in here, you're used to stuff like credit. You're used to stuff like, you know what your credit score is. When you are dealing with the Latino community, some of them, you know, they came here when they were adults. They have to start from zero. Sometimes I have to make sure that I am explaining the contract or the process of buying a home at their level. And at this time, I know that when I do that, better, because they are able to understand. They're very well educated in their country. They're very well educated on what they're going to do with their finances. But they're just scared. They just don't want to trust, you know, they it's so hard for them to trust. I would say that. But once you gain their trust, and once you put yourself in their shoes and make sure that you're doing what is best for them, what they want to do, that's your client for life, and they will be loyal, and they will bring, you know, their families and their cousins and everyone, but they trust you. So I've been working with the Latino community for the last 20 years since I got here to Virginia in 2004. And I know I have some clients that I still service their insurance, and then they purchase a home, and then now their kids are purchasing homes. So it's just like generational wealth. Like I said, I love to educate them. And if I take that extra step at the beginning, I know it's going to come back tenfold later.
Absolutely. That makes so much sense, and that building trust is like one of the key starting points, and like bridging the gap in terms of the knowledge that people have. And that's just great work as being a realtor. And I'm really glad that you shared that. So in your journey so far in the real estate industry, what have been some of the major changes, if any, that you have witnessed, that you've seen happen as being a realtor?
Well, because I became a realtor about 8 years ago, I did not experience the crash of 2008 that a lot of the Latino families got impacted with. Mm-hmm. Remember that back in 2008, there was hardly ever guidelines or requirements to obtain a loan. And unfortunately, a lot of the Latino population put their whole life savings into that home. And then later, you know, they lost it. So sometimes when I am talking to a client that wants to, again, purchase, rebuild, you know, buy a new home, it's a little bit comfortable. It's a difficult conversation that I have to have to, you know, to advise them that back then there was hardly ever regulations, but now it's totally different. So some of that mindset of like, no, I can buy a house, you know, they didn't ask me for this, they didn't ask me for that, that's really changed. And thank God I didn't real estate back then. Like, I think that a lot of the clients got really, really, you know, skeptical. That's the word. They don't believe on the system of the bank. And in having that mindset, they tend to save all the cash in the mattress or all the cash in the country. And it's just like, you know, it's a matter of trust. So when I talk to them about that, it's like, yes, I understand. Back then happened because of this. Now, it's totally different. And then also the pandemic, when that came, you know, it impacted a lot of familias that were in the, you know, food and in hospitality services. Now they're like really scared to, again, buy. But it's a matter of us explaining how did that happen and how can they overcome that fear. Because remember, fear is the number one sabotage in our lives. If you are afraid, then you won't be able to do it. But if you think you can do it, you will do it. You know, obstacles will come. You will overcome those obstacles as long as your mindset is like, yes, I can. Because once you say, no, I'm scared, I can't, you won't.
Right. No, that makes sense. And that's an interesting point that you bring up, that even though you weren't a realtor during the 2009 financial crisis, the effects of that are still felt in the communities throughout, and you being able to talk about them and being able to tell what's different today is so important, and in gaining that trust in the system, not just in you, but also in the system as it is right now. So when we look at home ownership rate for the Hispanic population in the U.S., as of 2023, from the NAR report itself, it's at 49.5%. So about 9.5 million Hispanic homeowners today. So can you speak to a little bit about how this has changed over the years?
Something that we want to at NAREP, when I say we want to, as NAREP and as a certified trainer of the Hispanic World Project, we want to teach them that money can work for them, diversifying their assets, making sure that we elevate their small businesses, because they're very hardworking, but sometimes they don't have the systems in place. And driving the economy at the level that we are driving the economy as a Latino, as a Hispanic, we need to make sure that we get financial advisors to make sure that we are thinking of retirement. Because a lot of Latino families, the papa, la abuelo, grandpa, the father, don't think of retirement. And they say, I think it's a taboo or a belief or a misconception that once you stop working, you die. But no, we can still be active in our brain and make sure that we enjoy, you know, the fruits of our hard work through our life, but making sure that they have, prepare for their future, for retirement. You know, the community, as an organization that we care for the financial well-being of the Hispanic community. We are doing the 10 principles of wealth, which I am a certified trainer. I also want to give this 10 principles as early as high school students, because if they start thinking of investment and the market or stock, or making sure that, you know, we get information of how to make sure our money is working for us, I know that that's going to help in the long run.
Absolutely. That makes sense. It's all a part of changing the mindset and just changing the knowledge base that people have. So great work there, for sure. And talking to your clients today, what are some of the barriers to entry that home buyers or potential home buyers are facing? Just personally, what have you been hearing about?
Right now, after obviously the change and the that we have in the industry, is that obstacle of down payment or being able to compensate your representation, your agent. But thank God, Gary Acosta, who is the co-founder and CEO of NAREP, has taken a, you know, the spearhead on talking to the DOJ to make sure that, you know, the interest of the Latino community is heard. Because yes, this is going to impact minorities and underserved communities to being able to obtain this dream. Because obviously in the past, it was like the down payment assistance, and there, we have the mortgage companies helping, or the organizations like Virginia Housing. So there is options. Now, another thing on the journey, another comes in when it comes to the new change. Obviously, as realtors, as you know, agents, educating our sellers, educating our buyers, but in all, this will definitely impact the community, the first time home buyers. We just need to make sure that we are doing preventive education, and also some work, like helping them being informed of going to Virginia Housing classes so they can obtain some grant, but being informed of what are the other options available. And I'm so happy that the lenders are, you know, being very proactive for that. So we as realtors, I feel like I, as Alba Martinez, have to do that for my community. And every Tuesday, every Thursday on the radio, explain to them, this is a process. You don't get up in the morning and say, oh, I buy a house. No, you start thinking of your future and how you're going to acquire and how you're going to make it there. It's a plan. And if you, you know, abide by an experienced realtor, experienced lender, you make sure that, you know, you ask all the questions on the way and you get the right answers, you'll make it.
So we're coming to an end for our podcast, but just want to ask you, what is it that continues to drive you to be in this industry? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
For me, I believe it's the legacy that I want to leave behind for my future, you know, generations. I have two beautiful grandchildren right now and two beautiful daughters that I want them to know that I was a servant, that I helped the community, that I served them well. And that way, you know, we made change, because I have the opportunity to make a change in someone's life. I was brought in here with no English. I was brought in here, you know, from a family that was like leaving their home country, Mexico, to come to America for a better life. And if I can put that little grain of, you know, of sand and help other families overcome obstacles like my mom and my grandma, and I can help my own kids doing that and my own grandkids, you know, I know they will go farther. And that will expand, the ripple, because if everyone thinks that way, we'll make sure that we have better families, better communities, and overall a better country.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for sharing that, Alba. And I hope the legacy building that you're working on really has very expectedly very great results in the future. Thank you so much again for giving us your invaluable time and all of your advice, all your thoughts. It's been really great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Rooflines, real talk about real estate in Virginia. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Rooflines on your favorite podcast platform. If you have ideas for future podcast topics, please share those with us by emailing rooflines@virginiarealtors.org.